Hello everyone, and welcome to From the Stalls, a Theatre Kid podcast. We've got another episode for you. I'm Jack, and as always, I'm joined with my co-host, the Christoph to my Sven.
Oh,
Lizzie.
Such a huge one.
I was looking at the print that you got me for my birthday, and I was scanning through it to see you, and I saw Frozen, and I was like, there we go.
So this, if anyone's watching this might look a bit different. We're trying something new in my network. But for anyone who's doing this, I'm sure they can probably guess kind of what our episode's going to be.
Yeah.
But to anyone who's listening, up in front of both me and Jack, we have my screen, which is a tier maker list, and we have 20 Broadway boys who we are going to rank
on how good they would be as a boyfriend.
Okay, do you want to explain the tiers? Go from
yes, I would love to. Top to bottom or bottom to top? Okay, right. So, the lowest tier is run and call the police. This is the tier for the boyfriends that are criminals, basically. So, anyone that is a criminal, we will be running and calling the police. The next tier up is ick. So these are for the people who, like, aren't murderers. But they're not murderers. Wait, Lizzie, can you move your mic a bit closer to you?
How's that?
There? Yeah, that's a lot better. Right. The next tier is... You alright?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
The next tier is called Rice Krispies, and these are for, like, the basic boys. These are very average. They're middle of the road. They're Rice Krispies. Then we've got cute, I guess. So this is for, like... They're not problematic. But they're not, like, top tier.
Yeah.
Then we've got Smash, which is, like...
Self-explanatory.
Yeah. And then our top tier is Husband Material. And these are for the people that we would marry, because they are not problematic or murderers.
Okay, how's the mic there?
The mic is good there.
Because I don't have to hold it.
Yeah.
Okay,
so are we just going to jump in?
Get started, okay.
Yes.
I have my shared screen open now.
So, who was our first Broadway boy?
Phantom from Phantom of the Opera.
Ooh, Phantom, right. What are our initial thoughts? Because my initial thoughts are either ick. Yeah, he's either an ick or... I mean, he does murder people, does he not?
He does murder people. And then he, like, yeah.
And he's also really creepy. Like, he literally He tells this poor girl that he's her dead father. Like, that's really odd.
Oh. Continue. Sorry, the mic fell off.
And, like, he kills people, he manipulates this young girl, he makes her go down into the French sewer system and tries to marry her.
So,
he's a run and call the police.
Fair enough.
Because he does murder people. Let's not skip over the fact that he's a murderer.
Okay.
Are you happy with Phantom being there?
I mean, I don't have much of. I think okay.
Yeah.
Next one, King George III from Hamilton.
What are your thoughts?
My immediate thought is just ick.
Yeah. Because also, he's part of the royal family, and like,
Have you
I
seen
don't
Queen's
really
Charlotte?
know. No, I have not.
Oh, well, you should watch Queen Charlotte.
But like, he's like the comedy of Hamilton, but like, he does talk about killing people.
Yeah, but he's not as bad. He doesn't like actually do anything himself.
Yeah, he's just,
Charlotte's
and
pretty
also
funny.
that wig is not it.
It's just ick.
Yeah. I don't really want him like spitting on me.
Oh God. Okay, next is Seymour from Little Shop of Horrors.
Seymour Crowborn,
I think he's just
another
like,
murderer.
to me, he's like, I know he's a murderer, but he's kind of just like Rice Krispies.
Yeah. It's like, right, yeah, he is a murderer, but he does kind of murder bad people.
Yeah, he does murder bad people. People who are either trying to manipulate him or people who are like abusive
Yeah.
and
But
are
he's
evil.
also not higher than Rice Krispies because he
Yeah.
is also slightly dumb.
He is just Rice
And also,
Krispies.
yeah, he's middle of the road because he does trust this talking plant.
Yeah.
Like, what is that about?
That he names after his crush.
I mean, that is kind of sweet. And also, suddenly Seymour is a fierce number.
It is such a good song. Right, okay.
Right,
Next
our
up, we
next one.
have Fiyero from Wicked. Right, it's top two. Which?
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Which?
Right, let's think about this. Pros, he's royalty. He literally will follow you into a dingy woods.
He'll become a scarecrow for you.
Yeah. But also, he's kind of dumb.
Are
And
you saying
also,
he's
at the start of the musical, he's really,
arrogant?
like, obnoxious.
Yeah.
Like, he literally nearly runs over someone with his horse cart.
We're just going.
Sort. Smash? Yeah. Yeah, I
Okay.
think so.
Next up, we have Alexander Hamilton from Hamilton.
Oh. I think he's an ick.
Well,
Because
yeah.
the thing is,
He does cheat
he's
on his
really
wife.
a. He does cheat on his wife, but then he also is obsessed with his work so much. Like, you'd never be able to see him. And also, he not only cheats on his wife, he also is quite flirtatious with your sister.
Yeah.
Which is quite icky. He's just kind of icky. At least he doesn't murder someone, though.
Okay. Next up is
Anything
Evan
else to
Hansen
add
from.
on?
Don't think so. Next up is Evan
No.
Hansen from Dear Evan Hansen. Show you where I'm putting this.
Where are you putting this?
I put it in it. Can you not see my screen?
Yeah, I can. Yeah, he is really problematic. Because
Yeah. He like lies
I
a lot. He's
lies
like
about being friends
pathological
with a
liar.
person. Yeah. And also, let's just take into the account that his movie sucks. So, yeah, I think it's an ick. He's a compulsive liar. That's not a good thing. That's not a good trait.
Okay. Next up is Aaron Samuels from Mean Girls.
Right. I love Aaron Samuels. He's so nice. Like, he's nice throughout the entire thing.
Sorry, I just
Let's
need to
think
take a
about
pack.
this though.
Wait, there you are.
Yeah.
Where are we putting?
No, because he could be husband material for me, but what are you thinking?
I think, well, I think he's quite husband material.
But is he as strong of a choice as Fiyero? What are Aaron Samuel's pros?
Pros, he's like nice. He's just nice. That's it. He's just a bit bland.
Yeah, he is, isn't
So just
he?
putting him here in cute, I guess.
Yeah, I think let's put him in cute, I guess.
Next up is the demon barber of Fleet Street himself, Sweeney Todd.
Oh. Right. This may be another run and call the police.
Yeah, that's where I put it right away.
Because
He kills at least
sorry.
20 people. Like,
He kills a lot of people.
I get he's got reasons
Wait.
for it, but like.
No, but the thing is, he also doesn't really have reasons for most of the people
Exactly.
up until Judge Turpin.
Yeah. Because he's just
If
trying to,
you
like.
don't know.
Because he came back kind of looking from his family, and to find out, like, that's been taken
Yeah.
away from him, that's really sad.
And if we kind of take away the fact that he's a murderer, he's also really sad. And I really don't think he's over his wife.
He's
And
not.
so I think, 'cause he also ends up killing his wife.
Yeah.
So I think this might be a run and call the police.
He's a running call of police,
Because,
but like he's got a reason.
yeah.
Okay. Next up is one and only Christian from Moulin Rouge Musical.
You want to put him in husband material, don't you?
He's not. He's a bit problematic, but he's not that problem. He's not as problematic as some other.
Yeah.
Does try and
At
kill.
least he doesn't kill someone.
He does try and kill himself.
Oh.
Not sure if you knew that.
Yeah. Well, you have a. What are Christian's pros and cons?
He's a songwriter.
Yeah.
He's a bit of a cinnamon roll. He's quite
Yeah.
an act too.
But, like, the thing is, if you broke up with them, then he would write a song about you.
That's not a big thing. I don't care about that.
I think is he as good as
He's a
Fiyero?
bit broke though, that's the only thing.
Yeah. And he
And
does,
he's
like, lie to Satine for quite a while and pretending to be the Duke and then.
Are we just putting him there?
Yeah, let's put him there.
Next
Let's
up,
put him in the smash
we
category.
have the Duke, Le Duc de Monroth. I mean,
Also from Moulin Rouge.
yeah, as much as I kind of want to say, like, smash, he has, like,
Yeah.
killed people, so.
Is he actual?
Yeah.
Right, I.
Like,
Who's
one
he
person, well,
killed?
it's not confirmed. But like me, like warned Satine. That's just
Oh.
the last girl he had. He found her fella, and then next thing, his throat was found slit, and he was in the floating and down the Seine. So,
Oh my God. I see, my thing is, he's also really icky, and
he is quite
I
icky.
cannot put him in the same tier as Aaron Samuels. Like, that's not happening.
Should we just like.
I
I mean, he is rich. Very rich.
he is rich. Is he Rice
You
Krispies?
buy
Is
your yellow
he?
chateau.
Yeah. Do we put him in the same tier as Aaron Samuels?
Think,
Or
like.
do. I think he might go in cute, I guess.
Yeah.
But, like, behind Aaron Samuels because
Okay.
he's also still kind of a bit problematic.
Okay, next up we have JD from Heathers.
Right. Run and call the police.
Yeah, that's quite a easy one.
He,
He's
I
basically
mean, one
terrorist.
of the only pros about
Like,
him, it.
is he
What were
likes
you
to
gonna
smell
say?
things?
Yeah. One of the only pros I can think of is he will love you so much that he will kill people who hurt you.
That's
But
the Love
then
Island
the.
cops feature, isn't it?
Yeah. I think he's a run and call the police because he does kill multiple people and then tries to kill even more.
Wait, who is this next person? Because I can't see their head.
This is Curtis from Sister
All right,
Act.
okay.
So, if you don't know, Curtis is the boyfriend of Dolores at the start of the show, and she witnesses him murdering someone, and that's why she's sent to the nunnery. Yeah, he's going and run and call the police because, but he does kill someone, but also, do you remember his song? And he's like, when I get that girl, I'm gonna murder her.
Yeah.
He's really icky. And it's not a good look for him.
Okay, next up we have Danny Zuko from Greece. I would like put him here.
Where?
I put him in cute, I guess.
See, but the thing is, doesn't he like not care about Sandy when she looks or acts like how she normally does.
But he hasn't
So,
killed people like Seymour or
yeah,
and he's like
but he
nicer with
also
Summer.
had, yeah, but he also does
Just
really
like
elaborate dance numbers on cars,
yeah.
which is also really fun. So
Let's just put
that
him
would be
there.
a fun time. Yeah, because he isn't a murderer.
Okay. Next up, we have Bok from Wicked.
Bok's so needy.
He is. I think he's on. Oh, he's on the same tier as Seymour.
Yeah, I think he's Rice Krispies because he's so needy.
I could probably put none that are deserving of the husband material title.
He's always pining after Glinda, even
Yeah.
though, like, she's obviously not into him.
And then Nessa Rose.
Yeah. But then he does get turned into a tin man with no heart.
Yeah.
Which I do feel bad for him there. But then he also does try and kill both of them.
True.
But kind of for good reason.
Yeah. Okay. Then we have Enjolras from Les Misérables. I feel
Where
like.
do you want to put him? Yeah.
Cute,
I
right?
mean, like he fights for
He
what he
does,
stands for.
yeah, he does kill people, but like it's a war, so
There are barely anyone in that show who don't kill people.
yeah.
I think the only three people who don't kill. Does Marius kill? I think Marius kills
Marius
someone.
does. Cosette,
Cosette
Fantine,
and Eponine
and
don't
Fantine.
kill anyone. Oh, and Fantine, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, I think cute, I guess. Yeah.
Okay, next up we have Marius from
Yeah.
Les Misérables.
I think he'd be such a good boyfriend.
He would be. But which?
Right, let's think. Pros are.
Fight for you.
Yeah.
French.
That is so true. Right, husband material straight away. Do we think. Yeah.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay, now we
Next
have
up.
Hans from Frozen. I think it's just.
Hans is obviously the worst character in Frozen.
Is that? I mean, Love is an Open Door is kind of a bop.
But then he also does try and kill them so he can get their kingdom.
I just ick.
Yeah. He's also a so sorry, Lizzie. He's also a ginger.
Right, well, I'm an Auburn-er, so.
Yeah, Right, who have we got next?
Who's
who actually
next?
Have the...
I can't even see who that is.
Who did I put there? Come back to him.
Right, okay. Who is
oh, wait, no, I remember when he is. I remember who the first one is. He's at Wilbur Turnblad.
Aww.
He's so sweet. If you don't know, he's in Hairspray, and he is the dad of Tracy.
I just put him here.
Does he own the joke shop?
Yeah.
He's really funny.
I think just Rice Krispies.
Yeah.
Okay, is this...
Because he... Yeah.
Mr. Mistopheles? I can't even tell.
This is Rum Tum Tugger.
Right, well,
from
I don't
Cats.
Know Cats to...
So this is the kind of... He's like the bad boy cat. And we're pretending that we are cats, so it's not weird.
So tell me where you would put him, because I don't know enough to...
I think he might be a bit of an ick, because he's also... Like, he's also really, like, in the song, they're like, oh, if, like, his owners offer him milk, he just refuses it. But then when he's not being given milk, he's really annoyed. And I'm just like, that's really weird. He's just really indecisive. And also, he's a cat.
Okay.
I put that one on there just... It's a complete joke.
Right. Last but not least, we have Usnavi from In Heights.
I think he might be husband material.
Really?
You don't think so? Where do you want to put him?
I want to put him here.
You. Yeah. Right. That is our final. At tier list, so let us go through each of the tiers and tell you who is in what tier. So, in the bottom, we have Phantom of the Opera. So, in the tier Run and Call the Police, we've got Phantom of the Opera, Sweeney Todd, JD from Heathers, and Curtis from Sister Act, because they are all murderers and really icky. And then in the ick category, we have King George, Hamilton, Dear Evan Hansen, that's the show. Evan Hansen, Hans, and the Rum Tum Tugger. In Rice Krispies, we have Seymour, Bok, and Wilbur Turnblad. In Cute, I Guess, we have Aaron Samuels, the Duke de... Du Mall?
Decor Benishu.
We also have Danny Zuko and Honduras. In Smash, we have Fiera. I think Fiera needs to be moved up.
I think Christian does too.
Yeah. So in Smash, we just have Usnavi. And then in Husband Material, we have Marius, Fiero, and Christian. For some reason, the husband material category just has characters that Aaron Tveit has played or could probably play.
Well, Mr. Andras over here.
Yeah, but he could easily play Marius. I think he might be a bit too old now.
Yeah.
But that is our final rankings. Yeah.
3 minutes. Easy edit.
Well. So if you did enjoy this, please follow us. I actually had really fun, much fun, a lot of fun doing that. So if you have any other suggestions, yeah. If you have any other suggestions for tier lists you would like us to do, then
like DM us on Instagram.
Yeah.
Leave a thing.
You'll find a voice thing. Yeah. But I hope everyone's having a very good day. Sorry there wasn't a week in theatre, because we are filming this on Easter. We had an idea and we were just gonna stick to it. So an episode
So
an episode will be released at some point.
I'll get this one done nice and quick.
Okay. Well, thank you everyone for listening. Lizzie, do you have anything to say before we head off?
Thank you for your time.
Okay. Bye.